incident and tell me if this might be a problem.
It seems a bit like an opiate, my friend, doesn't it? Her wounds have worn that service.
Now the conditions. This king of Naples being an enemy to me, and then it hardens my brother's suit. It was that he knew the premises of it, and I know not how much tribute should presently exculpate me and mine out of the duel, and come further affair of the land with all the honors of my brother. Thereon, the prisoners are elated. One can write agents of the Curtis, the dead fellow of open the gates of the lungs, and in the dead of darkness, the medicine of the purpose, other events, me, and thy crying self.
Alas, for pity! I am not remembering how I cried out then, but cry it over again. It seems to bring to mine eyes to his
tears. Give us in prayer. The suffering is the present business which does pass. After which this story will most to you.
Wherefore should they not then now destroy us?
Well, then I will wench. I dare provoke that question. Here they address not, so dear the love my people for me. Your friend works so bloody on the business, but the hell is there and heated there at Calvary. If you will be hurried to support a bark, or as some things receive and prepare the rotten carcass of a body, not making your tackle or sail, not mast, the very rats that seem to be acquitted. There is a voiceless cry to the sea that roared to us, the sigh to the winds whose pity, sighing back again, did us but loving wrong.
Alas, what trouble was I then to do?
Oh, what cheer you did, thou wast, that did preserve me. Thou didst smile and infuse it with the fortitude of heaven. But I have yet to see the drops fall short into my burning groan, which raised in me an undergoing stomach to bear up against what should be assumed.
How can you be sure?
By providence to the divine. Some food we had and some fresh water. And the noble of the apology of our heart of his charity, who being then appointed master of his design to give us, with rich garments, linens, stuffs, and necessaries, which since us very much. So, on his lessons, knowing I loved my books, he furnished me from my own library. His volume is the prize above the truth.
Would I much ever see that man?
Now, I am wise. And still, near the mast of rising snow, near in this island we arrived, and here in the mind, my schoolmaster, made me more profit than other princes can, and had more time for meaner gardens and sugar as lots of care.
Heaven thank you for it. But now I pray you, sir, for still just beating in my mind, your reason for raising this sea storm.
Well, that's right, Wolf. That seems most strange. not this man sure?
I
must have seen. Are they here at all,
Steve? Not at all, Steve. Seen your artist, not a dentist, seen him before. And I still got Steve. In 2 hours, he's pushed throughout the island. He and son have an ending by himself. My left, cooling with the air of his thighs. In an odd angle of the island. And Steve, his arms in his silver knots.
Of the kingship of Harrenhurst, they have others, I suppose. And all the rest of the fleet.
Steve Lee Harlem is the king's chief. In the deep nook where one star calls me up at midnight to fetch children, still that's the most sweet, there's his gift. The mariners, all under hatches, took it. Oh, what a charge of joy to their silver labor I had left to see. And from that to the gate, which I dispersed, they have all met again, and are upon the Mediterranean coast, bound sadly going for Naples, supposing that they saw the king's and his great person charged.
Very well, my charge exactly as performed. But there's more work. What is the time of the day?
It's
the time for six of our most precious wealth to be spent most precious night. Thank you. Christmas party. Now, for this, then.
Thank you. Thank you.